Hey everyone, my name is Randall Heyer. I'm the Worship Arts Pastor here at Cochrane Alliance Church. We are so glad that you've come to check out the latest sermon. We pray that you are encouraged, you are challenged, and ultimately drawn closer to Jesus. Enjoy.
I want you to think of a significant time in your life. Maybe it was being part of that championship team, or the time you had the lead role in the production, getting a promotion at work, when you gave your life to Christ, getting married or having a child, being baptized, a time you were injured or sick, a vacation you took, passing the course that you thought you were going to fail. Whatever the moment is that you thought of, I'm sure that you probably have something that reminds you of that moment and helps you share the story. Maybe that thing is a trophy or a medal, photos, a costume from the production you were in, or that old football jacket that doesn't fit anymore, an assignment that's hanging on the fridge to remind you you passed that course, a scar or a medical bracelet that you hold on to. These keepsakes help us remember and tell stories that have helped give shape to who we are today. In a similar way, God calls us to share the stories of how He has worked in our lives so that others will experience the person of Jesus. The book of Joshua is one place that we can read about this. Let's read together from the book of Joshua, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you, and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." I love this passage because it speaks to the importance of telling story. It shows us two reasons as to why sharing story of what God has done and who He is so important. Reason number one, stories bring the truth to life. Many of us have read about who God is and His promises in Scripture. We've heard countless sermons on His character and how He changes our lives. We're taught about how these views should change how we live. However, it is the power of story that brings these things to life and makes them tangible. Stories bring the words we hear and the things that we read to life. And these stories, they can be our own, they can be others that we've heard from others, but either way, they bring the truth to life. Think about it in relation to the passage that we just read. The Israelites would have heard time and time again about the promises that God would lead them to the promised land, that He would provide, that He would make a way. Generations to come would also hear these promises. There would be great value in hearing the truth about who God is and about what He had done for them. But it would be stories like the crossing of the Jordan that would give the truth life, shaping and meaning. The stories taken from the Jordan were meant to be a reminder and an opportunity to tell story about who God is. These stories would bring the truth to life. Reason two, stories can lead to changed lives. Dan Taylor says this, "Stories and propositions interact to create life-shaping meaning." Let me ask you something. Do you realize that you aren't just responsible for your own spiritual growth, but you have a responsibility to help those around you grow too? The Bible affirms this over and over again, that God intends for us to impact each other spiritually. You have a role to play in the growth of the spiritual maturity of other believers. And one of the most effective ways that we can do that is by sharing our story. Romans chapter 1, verse 12, Paul says this, "When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours." When we share our story, we show others how God's truth has been brought to life for us. This is what the Israelites were doing when they took stones from the Jordan. Our stories of faith shape and influence the lives of those around us. Stories of triumph, pain, joy, perseverance, hardship, all need to be shared to encourage others. And when we share chapters from our own personal story, we reveal the truth of who God is and the promises that He gives. Our stories show that we are real people who serve a powerful and living God. Our stories speak to the truth of what God and Scripture proclaim. The shaping of your story can lead to meaningful change in someone else's life. And this is why we must share our story. The reason for sharing story is to point people to God. You are obviously one of the main characters in your own personal story. However, the main character should always be God, and our story should always point people to Him. When Joshua instructed people to take those stones, it wasn't just so that they could have a great memory of something amazing that had happened in their life, but the purpose was to show others who God was and what He had done. The hope was that lives would be changed because the story the stones told would point people to the person of Jesus. How will those around us and those that come after hear about God? My prayer is that it will be because we knew who God was and what He promised, because we lived it, and that the story was told and the story was passed on and on. Are we going to be people who pass on story? Will the stories we share remind others of who God is and what He has done? To help us do that, I want to give you three steps. These steps are taken from an article written by Jordan Breon, who wrote this. First, stop comparing. We are so often quick to look to others and compare what we have or what we're doing to others. And this takes the focus away from where it needs to be. The truth is, when we compare, you make your story about you, when in reality, your story is meant to show off the God that so graciously gave you your story. When Jesus is at the center, your story suddenly takes on value apart from the story of others. Number two, thank God for your own story. With an attitude of thanksgiving, you will realize all God has done and how amazing He is. All of our stories reflect the theme, I was lost, but because of God's grace and love, I am found again. We should always be able to find a reason to be thankful. Number three, tell somebody. Your story may seem insignificant to you, but it could be exactly what somebody else needs to hear. Someone is waiting to hear about God in a brand new way, and your story could be the way that person hears it. Everyone has a different story because we were all meant to impact the kingdom of God in a unique way. When we all work together, our testimonies reflect the one testimony that is true throughout them all, the testimony of God's love. And so on that note, I want you to hear from Linnea Schroeder and be encouraged by how God has been working in her life. And as you listen, may you be reminded of the significance of your own story and be inspired to share it so that others might experience the person of Jesus.
Church family, Linnea here, just jumping on to share some exciting things that God has been doing to encourage you and to challenge you. So, freedom and mountains, what do those two things have in common? Okay, God We serve a big God, and He is at work, and He's been doing a big thing this past year and in the summer especially. I don't know if you've all heard of the Freedom 8848 initiative, and I got to have the privilege of participating in it this summer, which was pretty crazy. You know, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So what exactly did we do? Why did I do it? I heard about it from Logan, and I wanted to do it to support him and, yeah, to encourage him, to do it alongside of him. And also because I just saw how much work, sweat, blood and tears, effort and passion that Rem Lasbloom and Judd Lee were putting into this project. And just, so Freedom 8848 is all about bringing freedom to the oppressed and enslaved in our country by raising awareness and financial support for three organizations, Brave International Justice Missions and Next Step Ministries, that are working locally here. And yeah, I honestly didn't know very much when I started, but I knew that this was a big issue and that I'd always felt the need to do something about it, but didn't really know what to do about it. And as we began training and working towards that goal, I started to learn so much more. So yeah, big thing is God has a huge heart for the oppressed and for the enslaved, and we are His church, and we are His hands and His feet, and He is calling each of us to do this work, to set free those who are enslaved, to bring light into the darkness, to bring hope to the captives, right? So how are each of us doing that? Because we are the body of Christ. And so what exactly did we do? We hiked 8,848 meters of elevation in a weekend, which looks like three mountains a day for 3 days. And yeah, be honest, it was hard, but the physical challenge was not so hard as the mental, emotional, and spiritual toll that it took on each of us. And just being completely honest with you, like, I cried during that weekend, but I was crying for myself because God showed me a big thing about how selfish and broken I was as a person. And it was really amazing to experience the body of Christ coming around me with support and grace, but also with that tough love that says, hey, we see some issues that you need to work through. We're going to hold you accountable to that. And that was just huge for me, because that's what the body of Christ, that's what we do, right? We stand unified and we fight against the sinfulness in each of our own lives and against the death and sin around us by bringing the light of Jesus and His truth into that, right? Because when we walk in truth, that is what sets us free. So the slavery and oppression, though, it's not something far away. It's a really big mountain, but it's right here in our own town. It's in our culture. It's become ingrained. It's on Netflix. It's in our video games. It's in what we talk about. It's in schools, and it's happening right down our streets, because the sad thing is most of it is online. So I just want to encourage you to get involved. You don't need to hike what we did over the summer, but you can still be involved. There are so many ways that you can support, that you can give, that you can do something. And a big part of it is getting on your knees and praying, because first of all, this is a spiritual battle. So I just want to challenge you and encourage you to get involved in what God is doing, because this is His heart. This is His mission. And He's a big God of miracles. And He's the one who made it happen this summer in spite of everything. And this initiative is continuing forward. And I'm so excited. And I'm totally gonna do it again this summer.
The global crisis of sex trafficking is immense. It's hard to know where to start. Like standing at the base of Mount Everest, staring at the peak. First steps can feel pointless when the goal seems unreachable. It's just easier to stay home, remain comfortable, do nothing. but there are those who have already committed themselves to this climb, believing in the possibility of freedom and renewal on the other side, and joining this belief with action. This is why we choose to take our first steps, climbing the equivalent of Everest, 8,848 meters here in Canada, to support those working for prevention, rescue, and restoration on behalf of the lives trapped in this industry, here and around the world. We choose to own the pain of climbing 9 mountains in 3 days, for the sake of those who are suffering each moment of each day and do not have the same privilege. We choose to embrace awareness, motivated to action by the hope and truth that this mountain is not insurmountable. We believe that freedom is possible, and we invite you.